This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have a good neighbor with us. Her name is Brittany Wirtz from Footprint Health and Wellness Center. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Happy to have you on the show. Love the background. Love the white, by the way.
You're in my kitchen.
Hey, the kitchen's where I like to be. I'm a big cook. I like to cook myself. So, okay, so we've never had the opportunity to meet before. And if anybody knows me, they know I'm a curious cat. So I want to dive right in and ask you, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your business?
So I am a chiropodist, which is basically a foot and ankle specialist. So the business is a chiropody clinic. That's what we do. We're seeing patients every day regarding any kind of foot concerns, complications, pains. And we're trying to get people back on their feet and feeling healthy and happy and confident about their feet every day, all ages, children to seniors. So that's what we specialize in right now.
Really cool. So is this something, you know, where typically maybe somebody had an injury or they've got like an issue and they come and see you, or is some of this stuff like preventative stuff?
You know what? I find most of our patients see us when there's a problem, but that's not the right time to come and see us. I would much rather have preventative measures put in place. And I love seeing anybody coming through the door just wanting a checkup and to say, oh, you know, let's see what's going on. I have this as part of my benefit plan. And it's a wonderful opportunity to learn about your feet, because feet is a part of the body that most people are quite uncomfortable about. And that's a big hurdle, is getting over that nerves and uncomfortable and, oh my God, she's going to touch my feet. It's normal and it's exactly what we expect, but it's really an awesome experience to learn about your individual and unique feet, because everyone's feet are different.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, like you said, some people are the foot fetish thing is a real thing, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Do you experience that, you know, from clients that they're kind of nervous when they come in? Or?
There's lots of questions. There's lots of people wondering why I do this field.
Why do I have six toes and not five?
Yeah, I'd say most people are just nervous and uncomfortable, which is normal. And I think that makes sense. Just like, you know, anyone's nervous going to a new appointment or to look at something that's making them feel uncomfortable about their body. But it's better to understand and learn what you can do about your feet to make you feel better. And obviously, if they hurt, you walk on them. It's not a great feeling. So we love to see people, obviously, to prevent. But I'd say most of the time, walking through the door are those in need, someone who's in experiencing pain or has a question or a concern about their feet.
Is there like skin, like the skin as well too, or mainly like the joints and the, you know, what's inside the feet?
Absolutely everything. So anything from your skin. So something as simple as a corn, a callus, a plantar's wart. We deal with ingrown toenails, disfigured toenails, trauma. This can also be infections like fungus. We deal with a lot of general pain. So someone coming through the door with heel pain or arch pain is very common. We deal with a lot of diseases like diabetes, vascular insufficiency, so swelling. We deal with a lot of children who have injuries, ankle sprains, definitely deformities and disfigurements. But most of the time it is skin conditions, nail conditions, pain, joints.
I never knew that. This one time my grandmother bought my dad a pair of socks. And for most people, that's like a normal thing. And then she goes, these are special diabetes socks.
Yes.
What are you talking about? That's actually a thing. Yeah, they're special. I guess they're special socks for that.
Absolutely. There's a special sock for many different things, but specifically diabetic socks. It's a thing. No elastic. So there's no pressure points, nothing kind of digging in.
Okay. I guess when there's something wrong there that happens when you start digging in, I guess.
Absolutely. You can trap blood in the foot. You can have diabetics have lots of potential problems and complications. And one of them can be neuropathy or lack of sensation in the foot. So things like just having like the seam of your sock hitting the wrong place can actually cause a wound. So diabetic socks are formulated in a way that protects the foot from any potential complications that could come from a normal sock. Like we would think of if you do not experience any kind of complications to your foot like a diabetic could, we don't see a sock as a dangerous thing, but it can be. It can be wrong foot. So yeah, there's diabetic socks. There's different kinds of material that's more breathable and better suited for particular people.
Well, you can certainly see the passion exude from you when you talk about this stuff.
I love it.
I'm curious to ask you this question. Like, how did you get into doing this? I want to know.
John, I fell into this accidentally. It was, I have a background in kinesiology, so that was my undergrad. Okay. And I was looking for the next step. I wanted to be in healthcare. I definitely wanted to do something that could eventually be an entrepreneurial direction. And I happened to just read about it on a website, and I thought it just fit me so well with my background. And I applied, I got in, I absolutely love it. It's a wonderful field. It's an educational field, as well as you make people feel better every day. Like, they can come in pain and walk out not in pain. And that's a wonderful thing. Makes me feel great every day.
Right. So I guess people are coming in, you're doing a lot of educating and bringing people's knowledge level up on this type. Is it like from how you, I guess everybody's different. This might be more of a general question, but you know, I've seen all the little video there, like you'll even watch how somebody's kind of walk in to make sure that, you know, it's kind of the way it needs to be.
Yep. Our training is so specific to the feet. You know, like the chiropody program, the podiatric medical degree, is a 3-year specializing program just on the feet. So that's, we spend all that time learning to analyze your walk, analyze the way you stand, understand that your foot, the calluses, the pressure points, it's like a roadmap. It explains a lot. It can tell us a lot about what's going wrong or what's going right about the way you're walking. And then how do we fix that? What is the next step to get you feeling better? So it's a very interesting field, and the feet are complicated. They are there. There's a lot. There's 26 bones in the feet. They got to do a lot, and they have to work together. Yeah.
Well, from the little I know about it, I know for people, let's say, who run, I run, and the weather's about to change. So you want to get out there and you think, you know, you get, start getting back pain and you're like, oh, that's something wrong with my back. No, it starts at your feet.
It does. Yeah. It's your foundation, right? If something's kind of going wacky in the feet or the way that you're striking the ground, it rolls right up the body. It'll start hurting your knee and then your hip and your back and your shoulders, and it all is connected. Our body is not segmented. They all work together.
Well, I commend you for learning about all that stuff. I'm a queasy guy myself, generally speaking, so I don't do hospitals. Thanks, Mom, if you're listening to this podcast, for giving me that lovely trait of yours. But yeah, when you go through the school to learn about that stuff, like the graphs that you would have to like look and stuff, like I wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, definitely. And I'm sure at school, they're obviously showing us like the grossest of the gross. So you do, there are moments for sure, but you get used to it.
Awesome. Okay, so are there any like myths or misconceptions that people have about your industry?
Do you know what? For sure, especially in Ontario, because we call ourselves chiropodists in Ontario. And a lot of people in the general population will understand foot medicine as podiatry. And so the misconception is thinking that podiatry and chiropody are two entirely different fields. They are not. They're actually entirely the same. So podiatry and chiropody mean the same thing. They mean foot care medicine, foot health, foot specialists. It depends on where you are living and where you have to be licensed. So chiropody is an old, very old term for foot medicine. Podiatry is a more newer term. So if I lived in PEI, we would license ourselves as a podiatrist there. But because I'm in Ontario, I have to license myself as a chiropodist. So it just depends on where you live.
That's so crazy, man.
Isn't that I know. And it's very confusing for everybody involved. And we are hopefully going to change the terminology in Ontario to be podiatry as well, because we're the only place left that's actually still using the original.
Okay. So when you're not working at work, when you're not working on the business or in the business, there's a work-life harmony, I like to call it, in doing things that are fun. I love to have fun. And so I'm curious to ask you, what does Brittany like to do for fun?
Oh boy. Well, I am an avid traveler. I've been to over 37 countries in my life. My goal was to see 30 countries before I turned 30, and I did that. So I'm always on the move. I always love to see things. However, I have two very small children. So I have a two-year-old and a four-year-old. So I have a very busy life, and I love raising my two boys and taking them with us while we're traveling. So we're always doing some fun adventures and have lots of trips planned. So that's my love, my beautiful children and being able to explore the world and different cultures.
What's some of your your top faves or destinations?
Oh boy, I got to climb the pyramids in Egypt. That was pretty amazing.
Ooh.
I know, that was amazing. I lived in Australia for a few years and I got to see New Zealand and did some amazing skydiving. And New Zealand's all about the wild adventures. So we did a lot of interesting things, my husband and I. And I loved Vietnam. That was one of my top three for sure.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? What was it about Vietnam that you liked so much?
The people were incredible. The food was the best. Like the best place to eat for me was to go to Vietnam. It was incredible.
What was I'm not overly familiar with Vietnamese cuisine.
So fresh. It's just a lot of fresh vegetables, noodles, just anything and everything. it's amazing foods. It's kind of, I'd say on the same line as Thai food and kind of, I'm sure someone would be mad at me if they heard me say that, but I loved Vietnamese culture, the people, the history there. It was amazing. Beautiful country too.
Definitely would have to go check it out. I haven't done a crazy amount of travel over the pond. I have throughout North America. Mm-hmm. I've been down to Illinois. I've been to California, Florida, up and down the coast, and I've been in every major city in Canada, but never. And I've been to Rome. I went to Rome. It was the first time I went over the pond. Went in September 2 years ago. Seeing the world and seeing the different places, the different cultures and how people do things.
I love it.
Really gives you a different perspective and gives you a little bit more to kind of what life's all about.
Yeah. I love the ancient history. I've been to Rome as well. And I find it unbelievably fascinating to see the ruins and to see how people used to live. It just amazes me.
I took the, those Uber scooters, the Lime scooters. Mm-hmm. I took those. I had, there's four different kinds because you can always find them. You use them till the battery runs out and you just ditch it, right?
Yeah.
I had four different apps on my credit card hooked up to every single one. And I seen all of the five major attractions five times each because I just rode around on all the scooters by
That's
the car.
Cool. Yeah. That's
it was
awesome.
The coolest thing ever. I love to travel myself as well too. Travel's a lot of fun, and definitely have a couple of things on the bucket list there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's always something on the bucket list for sure for me.
You're thinking about feet when you're out traveling, or what?
You know, that's the first thing I thought about when you were saying about the scooter. I was like, you're saving your feet. But it's a conversation I have a lot with my patients. Going, you know what? Sometimes you have to think about not being fashionable and just doing what's right for your feet and just take a picture from the knees up. You're wearing your running shoes, but you got to be comfortable and do the right thing by your feet when you're going to do something like Rome. You're going to be doing a ton of walking, a ton of walking upstairs and across cobblestone. You can't be just wearing your flip-flops. So there's a huge travel component that actually comes in at our practice too about what you should wear and when you should wear it.
How often do you get to get away? Do you plan one or two big trips a year? Is it more than that? Or
yeah, so we usually do a couple family trips to Florida and to more beach stuff. But since COVID and sort of starting the practice, we've been having kids in between that as well. We haven't been able to do the big adventurous stuff yet because they're still too little. But a lot of family fun in the sun kind of holidays for the last couple years, which have been lovely too.
Building sandcastles and all that.
Absolutely. Eating sand too. 2 years.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being a dad soon, hopefully. We're talking a couple of years here, but I'm the type of dad would be in the sun making sandcastles.
Yes, it's the best.
All that fun stuff.
Experiencing life through your children's eyes. It's amazing. It's so beautiful.
Very cool. So sometimes in life, we can't really control what happens, mm-hmm. and life likes to push and pull us in all different kind of directions, and we'll
sure
give
does,
us
yeah.
challenges, and we face mm-hmm. all kinds of different things as human beings. And what amazes me is the resilience that some people have to get through those and come up on the other side. Sometimes that makes them better. Sometimes there's silver linings, even though something tragic might happen, whatever the mm-hmm. case is. So I wanted to ask you, have you ever been through, you know, a life challenge or a hardship in your life that, you know, you had to overcome that? And because of that, maybe it made you better. Maybe it made you stronger for it.
Oh, you know, I mean, related to the business, how can we not talk about COVID? I mean, that was extremely challenging. We're only 18 months into business, and having to get through that financial hurdle was pretty tough. You know, there's been some terrible things that have happened in my life. My mom was almost murdered when I was 20. She was the victim of an attempted murder. And so just, you know, dark, horrible story. That in itself was a reminder of how short life can be and how quickly things can change and how what is important in your life and your family and making sure that you hold on to what is important and not letting the small stuff really get you down. So that was a huge thing that I try to never forget. And it truly does, you know, make you focus on what's important. But, you know, COVID and having that to deal with as a brand new, very early, very young business with no past patients. Like, we started this from the ground up. So 18 months was very young. It actually changed our business model completely. We had a physiotherapist, we had a massage therapist, we had a bunch of stuff going on, and it was busy. There was a lot of different moving parts. And what came out of COVID as a silver lining for me was focus. It was, I lost those two practitioners. I didn't have a massage therapist anymore. I didn't have a physio. And I thought that was devastating. I was horrified by that. I was trying desperately to fill those positions, and I couldn't get anyone to come and work for us. But actually what that did for me was allow me the space, physical space, and the time and the energy to focus on feet and focus on chiropody. And now I have two, myself and a colleague of mine working there, the space that we use now for our orthopedic shoes and more of our gait analysis has actually opened up the potential for more focus on feet. And what we really love and what we really drive is our foot care education and our treatment of feet. So as in a way, that was a wonderful silver lining. I could never have seen that coming out of COVID. And I thought it was devastating, but it actually ended up being really good for us. Focus is important in a business. And I think it put my mind on the right track.
That's really, that's a cool story. You know, not the there's obviously a sucky part to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To go through it, but you know, the resilience and what comes out of it, you know, when you're a business owner, there's risks. It's really hard. It's not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of courage just to make the initial jump in the first place, let alone have to go through that. I mean, some people got it easy. COVID, you know, changed their business for the better because, you know, you needed to all of a sudden, you know, get these things, or you were considered to be, what was the word that they used to allow you to stay open?
Yeah, you said being essential.
You were an essential business. And for those who mm-hmm. weren't, then, you know, it was a really, really challenging time, but happy to see that you came out on the other side. And you could just see the passion when you talk. You could see it in your eyes. So some of the people who listen to this, you know, they're not on YouTube watching it, so they don't get to see the visual component to it, but I'm sure they can hear it in your voice. But I can also really see how much you're passionate about what you do as well.
Thank you. I'm glad that comes off. I do really love it. It's a very rewarding career for sure.
Just wait till you see me talk about what I love. Beautiful thing. We're the same person when it comes to that kind of thing. So what's one thing that you wish that our listeners knew about your business?
You know, I think something that a lot of people do not know, and it would be easier for everyone, is that we are primary practitioners, which basically means you don't need a doctor's note to come and see us to get it covered under your benefits.
Okay.
But this is a field that is covered under primary benefit plans, and we can prescribe, so which is a really, really important thing to to have, because it means we can actually prescribe medication, we can prescribe orthotics, we can diagnose you with problems. So that means prescribing you orthopedic shoes, orthotics. We do surgeries, soft tissue surgery, so we can actually correct and fix a lot of these problems, like ingrown toenails. We don't just maintain them, we can actually fix them. So there's a lot of things that I think from the outside, a lot of people might think we just do general foot care, we just deal with diabetes, we do medical pedicures. Yes, we do that, but there's a whole other side of things. Wow. That is really beneficial. And we love to solve problems, and I like to fix things. So it's really great to be able to say, okay, you know what, you have this ingrown toenail, let's correct it so it never comes back again. It's a wonderful thing, and I love being able to offer that to people.
In a past life, I wouldn't put it past you to be an astronaut.
Maybe.
I just watched the movie The Martian with Matt Damon.
Oh, I love that movie.
Mars. Yeah. We watched it last night, and you know, it's just problem after problem, solving those problems. It's like,
yeah,
you're just doing it with feet and you're on Earth, you know?
It's the truth though, eh? It's like everyone's different. It's a creative job. Like, you really have to think outside the box sometimes. It's not cookie cutter. You know, every day you get something completely different, and one problem presents differently in every person. So it's not always just the same answer. You have to really think about it and come up with different solutions. It's interesting, and it's part of the fun for sure.
Well, I certainly learned a lot. I bet our listeners did as well. And if anybody was interested in maybe wanting to learn more, know more, maybe they have a specific issue, or whether they want that preventative care and they would like to reach out to you, what is the best way that they can go ahead and do that?
I would really recommend going on our website at footprintwellness.ca. We have a lot of educational information on our website, as well as videos that can explain some things, just lots of great content for just learning, as well as a very easy online booking system. So I would really point you in the direction to the website. So it's footprintwellness.ca. That's all of our information. We are in South Barrie. And of course, you can always give us a call and talk to our reception staff. Very helpful, and they are very knowledgeable too.
Phenomenal. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Great person, great business. Really happy to do this.
Thank you, Sean, for having me. I really appreciate it. It was lovely.
No worries. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Midhurst. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com. Or call 705-413-3775.